This is what it's all about. Men who can fix a fucking truck. Men who go into the woods and murder their own food. Men who brew their own booze and make their own rules. Fuck sitting in an office. I want to be a moonshiner, a country boy. Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Buster throws his head back while the underside of his dick twitches. My pace accelerates. Happy drool pours out my mouth like a waterfall matting his furry ball sack.
Doing great. Rub behind his balls. Men like that, good. A slow, firm massage. Really get in there.
Coy coaches like a boss helping a new employee on his first day of work. I always thought I was a good sucker, but not anymore. No, there are things about the world I never realized. Strange, forbidden concepts I'm only barely starting to grasp. I need to be educated properly. The bus shakes, jolting me from the bizarre trance. We all freeze and look up, but it's just Billy. His bearded face rises, thumbs hooked in his overalls.
Well, I'll be,
he whistles.
Y'all went hunting without me, snared a doe.
I look up with confused eyes, Buster's dick quivering in my frightened fist.
It's fine, it's fine. We could all tell.
He bends low, petting my hair with fingers stained by engine grease.
Came looking for you, got worried you might have found our little side business, but I see my boys have you taken care of.
He's a fast learner. Look how pale he is.
Coy pats my thigh.
All those bad city thoughts draining right out.
Fuck, I need this. Ass has been itchy.
Billy unbuttons his overalls.
Can you help him, Truman? Can you scratch it for a man real deep? Tickle him, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God. My mouth hangs open while Billy peels his sweaty denim off, exposing a hairy, beefy, bulky body. His belly bulges over underwear with dotted yellow stains. There's a fire hose inside. Balls of a bull. Sweat marks run down the inner thighs, emitting a heavy, manly perfume. It's so beautiful. Rugged and strong. He turns, displaying fat cakes with a deep cleft down the center. My homo brain fires into overdrive. I crawl like a baby, reaching up and grabbing the waistband of his underwear. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I am. No thoughts, no past, just feelings and hormones. The purest version of myself.
Good. Respect him. Honor it.
Coy crawls in and whispers,
his wife won't do this, you know. He's got to come to us. Boys have an important role in supporting men, even if folks don't like admitting it.
Always support. I slowly pull the underwear down his thick thighs. His beefy, hairy man ass jiggles near my face. His balls hang under the crack, dangling, while he spreads his stance wide. Those oil-stained hands reach back, dirty fingernails clawing and spreading his cheeks. The interior is pink and rosy and damp. The scent hits like a brick wall.
Oh, beautiful, ain't it?
Coy whispers with the reverence of a priest meeting God.
Thank you for showing us, sir.
Yes, sir. I force the word out. Saliva pools in my mouth.
Been stuck in the fucking heat all day. Get in there and make it feel good. Make it feel real good.
Billy jiggles his buns. My vision blurs while the wrinkled hole twitches and relaxes.
Nice and slow. Go inside him.
Sliding a hand behind my neck, Coy pressures me into the sweaty vortex. Wet hair scrapes my face while his butt tightens around my head, locking me in an iron grip. I clutch his thighs while my entire body trembles.
You gotta tease a straight man's hole first. Most ain't used to it. Start with the tip of your nose, give it a tickle.
I do as he says, my nose tip making contact with the thin, velvety skin. I swirl in a tiny circle, savoring his intimate spasms. His straight ass responds to my touch. It signals silent approval, a sort of approval I've longed for my entire life. This feeling inside me, it's something new, something I need. You're so strong, I mumble into his ass.
You're doing great, up and down. Itch it for me.
Billy's voice radiates from above. I obey, nodding my head and swiping my nose up and down the wrinkled orifice. It puckers and opens, almost like it's trying to pull me inside.
Lick it. Lick it for him good.
Coy shoves my face up against the rim. My tongue exits, painting his ass with saliva and introducing me to a salty, metallic flavor. My head spins. I lick and slurp like a suckling piglet. My gay slut husband would love this. If only he could be here to see it. To see me doing a good deed. To see me honoring a man. Honoring the hills. Honoring the holler.